It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack is not here today. He'll be back tomorrow. Fritz versus DeCamera 4 is tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. at Glen Mills School. Have had a few questions whether it will be on YouTube. We are, I believe it will be on YouTube as long as the internet there works the way that it should. But we will be on right afterwards to discuss it. Now, Jack isn't here today, but the top five at five lives.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With
Jasna, and Jasna, Justin DeRozio.
Oh, my God, beautiful five.
Wow.
Wow.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Thank you to Merrill Reese for that incredible intro.
Yeah.
Very glad to have finally been able to use that one. So today we got the top five things that Jerry Jones has said in the last calendar year. I had to create a deadline for this because Jerry's just always talking.
Yep.
And he's always kind of off his rocker.
Yep.
So we're going to start with something kind of recent. You know, Jerry's in constant contract negotiations with star player Michael Parsons, but he doesn't really seem to know his name.
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parson is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
I've never negotiated a contract in the NFL, but I imagine knowing the name of the player is probably step one.
Michael Parson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we laughed about that a lot when it happened. It's really some old man.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
How old is Jerry? 80?
Yeah, something like that.
Too old to be an executive in the National Football League.
You can't. Yeah, it's just the old man stuff. Michael,
yeah.
It actually sounds the way, sort of like how a Philadelphia fan would say Michael. Somebody's name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Parson.
Yeah.
You know, we usually add an S here when there isn't an S. But man, like, I wonder if him being so the way he is prevents the players from getting that mad. It's almost like you're...
Yeah, I would think most of them don't usually get mad. This thing with Micah seems to be, feels a little different than the other ones have.
Yes.
You know,
a little more personal.
Yeah, it feels that way. So maybe Micah is taking it a little more personal, but Jerry is just doing what Jerry normally does, which
it's
is
just
talk.
Been Jerry.
Yeah.
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 You see Parsons sleeping on the bench on the sideline of the
Not
Cowboys preseason game. Yeah.
Not a good look. I tell you what, that's point spread should be going up for next week.
You still think there's a chance
that he?
Well, we've been very much in lockstep that we believe he will sign the day before
the day
of. Up.
Yeah, I still think
you still think so.
Yeah.
Well,
especially now that Terry McLaurin got paid.
Yes, Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $96 million. So.
All right. So next, this one's actually Jerry clapping back at some Eagles fans. This little sarcasm here, but listen to what Jerry has to say.
Keep doing what you're doing, Jerry. We love you, Philly. We love you. I'll try to live up to my standard this year.
I'm praying that Jerry continues to live to this standard that he's set in the 2020s.
Yeah, just trying to live up to my... Where was that again?
That was at one of the games.
It was on the sideline.
Yeah, it was on the sideline. I remember that, yeah.
It was before the game, I think.
Yes.
I think it was a before the game thing.
Yes, and he was down on the field, I think, before the game. That wasn't last year, was it?
I think it was.
That was last season.
Yeah.
Was that last season?
Yeah.
That was the
It was the home game.
The home game, the Kelly Green game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett started that game.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And we won.
Yeah.
He threw to AJ like 13 times.
So this next one was on the radio, and this was actually a little bit of context for this one. They asked him why not go out and get Derrick Henry in the offseason when they clearly needed a running back, and he got a little biblical with his response.
Okay.
And those are really a privilege. It's kind of like pillow talk. The same kind of question is one that my wife might ask me of 60-something years. Why did you do that? And I said, well, I really don't know why I did that. The devil made me do it.
Lucifer is the only reason that Derrick Henry is not on the Dallas Cowboys.
The devil made me do it. Yeah. I would kill to have a weekly with Jerry Jones.
Oh, man. Yeah, that radio station down there. When we called in upset.
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
No future spoilers.
How do they not get Derrick Henry last year? I still don't understand it. He wanted to go there.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember any of this.
He said he wanted to be a Cowboy.
Yeah, he wanted to go there.
He named three teams, and they were the number one team.
Yeah, and they still didn't pony up the money to get him there. I don't get it.
What did he end up getting paid by
$10 million, I think.
Less than Saquon.
Yeah, he got less than Saquon. And I think he only got a 2-year deal. Now, he just redid his deal, just like Saquon did after the year he had last year. But coming from Baltimore, yeah, like, I mean, not coming from Tennessee.
Yes.
Like, Baltimore didn't spend a ton of money on him, and Dallas certainly could afford him.
I wonder when a guy like Bijan Robinson is up for a contract, whether we see a difference in what they pay running backs who are the new special guys. I wonder whether the performance of guys like Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, all these guys that are good, whether it elevates, finally those guys will start to get paid a little bit more.
Yeah, I think Saquon, if I'm looking at the running backs, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs, but I don't know if Jahmyr Gibbs will get it. Saquon is a bell cow.
Yes, Jahmyr Gibbs.
So if you get these backs that, like Jahmyr Gibbs has David Montgomery behind him.
Right.
Right, even Bijan has the Tyler Algier kid down there, right, who they run between the tackles, the number 25, stealing all the goal line touchdowns from Bijan. But Bijan catches the ball so well out of the backfield. Yeah, they probably are going to pay him. Because Penix, you don't have to pay for 2 more years.
I just wonder what the number looks like, because it's almost like there's no context 20. For it. 20 a year, you think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because McCaffrey started it.
Oh,
McCaffrey
right.
got 20 when he went to Carolina, and then San Francisco.
Yeah.
Then I think Saquon just passed him.
With the extension.
With the extension, yes.
Next is Jerry reminiscing.
What number? This is 2?
This is number 2.
Okay.
Yeah, this is number 2. Next is Jerry reminiscing of the good old days. I've noticed that when Jerry reminisces, he always gets really sexual.
It is a reminder. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't. And so having said that, I want me some glory hole.
Bring him the glory holes.
I remember that, yeah.
I don't remember.
That was actually while, like, on the media tour for this documentary that just came out.
Does anyone say anything to him?
No, they just let him go. No, because and for great segue, actually, because if you try to say something to Jerry, he might freak out on you, like he did on these hosts on Dallas radio.
Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Could you imagine in 2020? When the Eagles were having one of the worst seasons ever, if you had Howie Roseman on here or Jeffrey Lurie on this station and they told you that your questions weren't good enough and they were going to fire you because of it, he was going to call in and get you fired from your own station.
By the way, it's our station. It's like it's the fan in Dallas. It's not like the Cowboys. There have been, you know, the Commanders used to own their own station in D.C. It's not... If for anyone who heard that, it's not one of those setups.
No.
Jerry Jones can't fire those hosts.
No.
That was the best.
He could suggest it.
He could suggest it. Yeah,
I don't think.
They're still working there.
Yes, they know? Are. They are still. I think he calmed down.
Yeah.
I think he calmed down. I think he wound up coming back on a day or two later. I don't know if he apologized, but he certainly knew he was in the wrong for the way he basically tried to just muscle them on the air. He tried to muscle him on the air.
He says, if you're going to keep asking me questions like this, I'll find someone else to ask these questions. We'll sell our rights to a different station is what he threatened.
That's basically what he threatened.
Can you imagine if we were doing that interview and he said that to us? It would honestly be one of the greatest days of my life.
Yeah, because I know there's no way you're letting that go.
A great moment like that.
There's no way you're letting that go. Yeah.
No.
Me, I'd be like, this is the beginning of the end right here. Yep.
Spike promised me 10 years.
This is the beginning. Thank God we don't have an owner who does that.
No.
Well, because Jerry Jones will call up to the radio station. One time he called up, he was riding around, he was listening. And he didn't like what they were talking about on the air.
And he just called in to express disappointment?
Yeah, to address it, yeah.
Now, you remember, he wasn't the owner, but he was general manager. Ruben Amaro used to call the morning show all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. And not a surprise they ended up here, by the way. Ruben, a good talker as well.
Yeah, man. Jerry.
Yeah. Would love to have him.
It's got
to
be. It's a blessing and a curse with that team. It's got to be. Obviously, if you play for the Cowboys down there, you're treated like royalty down there.
Yes. Yeah.
But you're never going to win anything because this dude cares more about the show and his team being talked about and branded the number one brand in sports then he really does care about winning. Like, the winning part of it is that he has the most valued franchise in sports. He's already won.
Right. More Super Bowls aren't going to change his life.
It's not going to change anything.
Yeah, it's funny, too, when you think about the glamour
franchise. He got in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So what else is there? He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's gotten the Hall of Fame. He made Jimmy Johnson wait 30 years to be put in the Ring of Honor.
Like, they would have to get really lucky to win a Super Bowl at this point. It wouldn't be, we got lucky in 17, but that team was well put together, good culture, all that kind of stuff. It seems like the Cowboys would have to get pretty lucky to win a Super Bowl.
I agree. The culture just doesn't say that's what it is. At least to me, with the Eagles, obviously firsthand experience, that one in 17 to me was for all the ones we should have won. Where you had legitimate Super Bowl teams that should have gotten there and should have won, and they didn't. I was a part of 4 of those that didn't get the job done. That's what that one in 17 was for to me. But the confirmation or validation is what they did after that. They went to 2 more Super Bowls and won one. To me, that validates the culture.
Yeah.
Right? Because the winning has never gone down for very long. It may go down for a year, but then they get back up. Right? Like, the culture is there with the Eagles. And with the Cowboys, that culture of complacency is there. You go there and you're like, yeah, I play for the Cowboys, but it isn't about winning. The owner overshadows the head coach, who's the GM. Like, the GM owner overshadows the head coach. Nobody has power in there but Jerry Jones. He tries to operate with intimidation at times. Man, that team is never going to win. That team's not going to win while he's alive. I'm sorry.
And
I won another Super Bowl.
It does show the culture thing overall. You can talk about players, you can talk about managers, talk about general managers. It really does start with the owner.
It does.
It starts with, when we were talking to Nick Sirianni last week, he was sort of talking about how he sets culture. And the last thing he said is how important it is for him to live up to all of the things that he talks about, mm-hmm. sort of as an example. I think, when your owner is running around, if your owner is out of control, I think it's very difficult to have a solid culture within the team.
Yeah.
And the culture being important. And that, one thing I give Jeffrey Lurie a lot of credit for is he lets everybody else get the credit.
He's not out there seeking validation or spotlight or attention or any of that stuff.
Mm, he lets Howie get it. He lets Nick get it. He lets the players get it. And you could just imagine. And when you think about Jerry Jones, when you go back to that Jimmy Johnson thing that you're talking about, he was specifically saying that he was more important than Jimmy Johnson.
Yep.
That's what he was saying. I can win a Super Bowl with anybody as head coach.
Yeah.
And I really think him winning that Super Bowl with Barry Switzer was probably the worst thing that could have happened, mm-hmm. because it confirmed,
in
at least
mind.
For 1 year in his mind, that he was the most important thing,
And he was right. You probably could have several other coaches that could have coached that Cowboys team to a title. Barry Switzer was evidence of that. Problem was, you can't find 500 coaches that could sustain a winning culture.
Right.
And one thing I love about our culture here with the Eagles, we've gone away from arguably the greatest coach in this era, certainly top 2 or 3 in this era, and Andy Reid, the franchise's best quarterback in Donovan McNabb, a Super Bowl winning coach in Doug Peterson, and still managed to turn over the culture both times. And I didn't even mention Chip.
And win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't mention Chip and what he did, but still get back to winning and winning another Super Bowl with a different coach, with a different quarterback, with a different it's the same culture, but different pieces there. Different pieces there. That's a winning culture.
Absolutely.
That's what that is.
Yes, that's how you know it's about the culture, not the individuals.
Yes.
When the individuals can leave and the culture remains.
Still remains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I think this deserves a breaking news thing.
Yes.
Do you have it? There we go.
Breaking news.
Well, Jalen Hurts is number 19 on the NFL Top 100, and we found out that they fixed the votes. No, I'm just kidding.
Make me sick.
The per Ian Rappaport, the Bengals are closing in on an agreement with NFL sack leader Trey Hendrickson on a new contract per me and Tom Pelissero, making him one of the NFL's highest paid defenders for 2025. It's a big raise. And then he credits the agent like these guys always do. So, well, smart thing for the Bengals to do. Made it more difficult than it probably needed to be, but smart thing for the Bengals to do.
So what they basically did, Spike.
Oh, you have the numbers?
Or, no, I don't have the numbers.
Okay.
It's basically a one-year deal where they basically gave him the highest paid salary for a defensive player this year.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm going by Ian Rappaport's of the Bengals and their star. Trey Anderson went over several options. In the end, they go with a one-year solution to put one of the best players on the field. Henderson is at the facility finalizing it now.
Dude, we should have traded for him. I'm just saying.
So they made him the highest paid player for 1 year.
I'm just saying, if this was
one
about
of the highest paid players.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of.
Yes.
But it's probably a raise from what he had.
Sure. I think he was making $16 million or something. He signed a 4 year deal.
He's probably making at least 32 or 35 now. Yeah.
I'm just, we should have traded for him. If it was only going to take, now who knows what they would have wanted from a trade. If it's only going to take 1 year of money? 1 year of money?
Yeah, I'm with you.
1 year of money?
Yeah.
With an edge group that is led by, no offense to either of these guys, but led by Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, with a questionable secondary at this point, you have an opportunity. Look, in the since, I think, 2021 or 2020, Trey Hendrickson has three fewer sacks than Myles Garrett, has 1.5 fewer sacks than T.J. Watt.
He's pretty good.
He's 30. He had 17.5 sacks last year.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what the contract demands were, but or what the trade demands were, but if it was something like, you know, ESPN theorized the third round pick and Jalix Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, yes. No offense to whoever we're going to take with that third round pick and Jalix Hunt.
I agree. I would have done that for Hendrickson, because when you're talking about trying to repeat as a champion, you want those difference makers at all three levels. And yes, we have Jalen Carter on the inside there, but can you imagine how much easier his life would be with Trey Hendrickson on the outside?
And how much easier it makes everybody's life.
Yes.
It makes Mora Ojomo's life easier.
Yes, everybody, because he's going to get the attention.
Yeah.
So now everybody else will get to eat, and the secondary will be better because you got that type of pass rusher up front. Yeah, I'm surprised. I wonder if the Bengals are the only team he would have done a deal like this with.
Because he had mentioned he wanted to, I saw a quote from him, that he wants his wife to know where they're going to be living for the next few years.
Right.
But he doesn't with this.
That's he's back to free agency after this year.
This doesn't give him any assurances after this year. I don't know how the Bengals get away with it, honestly, because even the T. Higgins deal that T. Higgins signed basically guarantees him no money past this year. Like, it was a big contract and a big number, but there was no guarantee pass this year.
Oh, like, yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't. Now Trey Hendrickson is kind of like a lot of these players, like Micah Parsons is kind of stuck in that they're under contract to the team. And if they decide not to play, then they lose the $1 million they get paid every game anyway. So maybe they could have told Trey Hendrickson, we're not trading you. But man, 1 year?
Mm.
1 year of money?
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of money. And then when I hear Lane Johnson talking about this could be the last year he plays, it's just like we talk about this window and we have a very young team and it's one of the youngest teams in the NFL and they're very, very good. But the window is not given. The fact that this team's going to be good for 4 years, 5 years, it's not given.
Yeah.
This year isn't even given. But, you know.
Well, and we're going to have our own financial tough decisions to make, because you look at what they've done offensively and they paid everybody over there. Nobody's over there except for the right guard that doesn't make money. Offensive linemen are paid.
Yeah.
Both wide receivers are paid. The tight end's making $10 million.
Yep.
The running back's making $20 million and the quarterback's making $55 million.
Well, and by the way,
we got a $20 million guard. Guard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And think about this. The wide receiver, the number one wide receiver, will probably look around after this year and say to himself, well, average annual, I'm ninth.
Yeah, now I'm down to 9 and 10, yeah.
Yeah, I'm making the same money as Terry McLaurin. You think I'm as good as, I think I'm better than Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
You know, because you think those guys aren't going to make that forever. These contracts these NFL contracts, they're not really made for these guys to play out the extent of the contract without getting more money.
And we haven't even gotten to the young defensive side of the football where you're going to have to pay Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean.
And if you decide you have to pay Nolan Smith.
Oh, and I forgot about Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
You got to pay Nolan Smith, right?
Well, we don't have anybody else there.
Yeah, so those are four young players that at some point they're going to be making bigger money. They're not going to be on rookie deals. So you're going to have to balance off like who you're keeping versus who you're letting go.
1 year.
That's not to even mention Jahad Campbell in 3 years.
Yeah, well, let's hope. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Pay everybody.
For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Is this series against the Mets bigger than just a regular season series? 70% say yes. 30% say no. 215.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. What are they
thinking? I mean, we have good juice for this game tonight.
Come on. It's the Mets. I hate them that so much. I hate them. 215-592-9494. If you want to talk about the series, which starts tonight, also your reaction to Trey Henderson just getting basically 1 year, and if you think the Eagles should have done something. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
If you don't sing, you're never producing again.
Will it let me sing? Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
There we go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz not here. Thank you for singing,
good
Justin.
Good job, Justin. Good job.
Well, thank you.
He wasn't going to do it.
I know. Well, I didn't know if I was allowed.
He didn't know
you always tell me if I'm not, if I am or am not, I'll turn this mic on.
Relax, relax. Relax. Holy moly. This kid. I feel like I'm talking to him. Like, I don't have a son, but I feel like I'm talking to a son who's like talking back to me the time. I just want to be like, I'm glad that you're comfortable enough with dad to go back and forth, but eventually I just want
you. It's so true.
You know, it's like.
So true.
Oh my God.
He's been on edge all day.
Yeah. So you have a little bit of extra of Ike and Spike, because we will do leading off for you coming up at 6 o'clock as we take you to this very, very big series with the Phillies and the Mets. So bonus! And in case you hadn't heard, Trey Hendrickson, who had been rumored to at least be a possibility, I guess, for the Eagles to trade to, signed not even an extension, basically a more money for this season that's going to take his salary from $14 million to $30 million this year. So just a little disappointed the Eagles didn't get involved. And maybe they did get involved. Maybe they wanted two first round picks or something. Who knows? But 215-592-9494. Dawn in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Dawn?
Hey, I think I have a pretty clutch guess for the hand washing or lack thereof.
Okay. So to recap, for anyone who hasn't heard it, I gained information that a Philadelphia sports executive does not wash his hands after using the urinal. I gained confirmation from a second source, and then we received confirmation from a third source saying that this is the truth. However, Dawn, you can make whatever guess, but all I'm going to respond to, the same way I responded to Justin's guess, is that my response will only be, that's interesting that you think that way. And that is not a confirmation or a denial of anything you say. I can't deny, because then people are going to start you know, whittling it down. So, but I don't mind you guessing, just to be clear. So, Dawn, who is your thought?
I'm thinking Jonesy.
Say what?
That's interesting. That's interesting that you think that way.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's all I can say.
Gotcha.
I said that's all. Is there a reason you think it's Jonesy?
There it is.
Now, we love Jonesy, but is there a reason you think it's Jonesy?
I love Jonesy, too. Well, he used to be on the morning show when he was part of WIP. And I remember it being talked about that someone noticed that he does not wash his hands in the men's room.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I didn't know that it was a thing on the morning show.
There might be two executives that you might have on that list. So.
Might be. I don't know. It's interesting that you think that way. So, all right. All right, Dawn. Good guess. Good guess,
Thank
Dawn.
You.
I only say good guess because she guessed, not because it was I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the way you had to clarify all this.
Not washing your hands seems to be a morning show regular thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Do you not know about this Richie situation?
No, does Richie not wash his
hands? One of the first conversations I ever had with John Richie when I was an intern was how he just walks into the studio while I'm cutting audio and he goes, you ever see that sign in the bathroom that says, please knock before you come in? He goes, that's weird. He goes, and another weird thing. Washing your hands after you go to the bathroom. He's like, I just got out of the shower. I just came here. My thing isn't dirty. All this, he said to me. And I was just like, why are you letting all this off your chest? Like, it must have been really bothering him that people wash their hands.
Well, the knock before
you... And I brought it up to him again recently. He still stands by it.
Well, the knock before you go into the bathroom sign is
That's just
strange.
Left over from COVID.
Oh, is that what that's from?
It's got to be.
I don't remember that happening. Because it's a very official looking sign, isn't
it?
Yeah. I don't remember that happening. We do. It is a group or a multi-person restroom.
Yeah, I don't know why you need to knock before you go.
A couple people do, and I'm not knocking.
I'm always in the stall when they knock.
Well,
like,
when they knock,
on?
Like, what do they want me to say? Well, I'm in here?
Yeah. Occupied.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Four other stalls open, but
are
this one's in
use. Are you warning me that in case I'm doing something weird in there, I should stop doing it? What is that for? Yeah. I didn't know Richie. Now, I understand Richie's general point in that... That is a cleaner area in which
God.
It should be, but you're also going to the bathroom, so unclean stuff. I don't want to be descriptive.
And you're likely holding it.
Relax.
Like, come on.
Relax. Yes.
This show has been on the edge all day.
Yeah.
I thought it would sort of simmer down or temper down with Jack not being here.
No, he's different. Yeah. He's
different,
bad in a different way.
I was going to say different, but just as good.
No.
Okay.
No, let's
All right, thanks,
settle
Dad.
Down. Yeah. Jack is the best at what he does. You should aim to be as good as Jack.
Wow.
He knows when to stop talking. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
Dustin is in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Yes.
What'd you think of your own draft on Friday night, Dustin?
Oh, you're talking to the champ, baby.
Oh.
I'm winning.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I'm very, very high on... Well, dude, when DK Metcalf goes in the second round, I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, dude. I saw that pick.
Who took him?
Yeah, I saw that pick, and I was like, maybe in the fourth, something like that. Mm-hmm. DK Metcalf is a bad fantasy player. I'm sorry. You expect him to be better than he is. He's not good. Yeah, there were some weird picks, I think.
There was definitely...
Oh, no, am I playing you, Dustin?
Yeah, I'll play you week one, right? That's me.
Yeah, I need to get this one out of the way.
Well, dude, between DK Metcalf going in the first round and our boy Spikey over there thinking he's still in New York, man, we're going to start calling his team the New York Spikes, man.
Look, there are some value picks.
That play in New York? Come on.
There were value picks in there. You know how I take advantage? Here's how I take advantage.
Because other people won't draft.
Yeah, because everybody here is like, "Ball, I'm the biggest Eagles fan. I won't even have Malik Nabers on my fantasy team." It's like, congratulations.
Right.
Devontae Smith went like the third round or something, which is psychotic. You know, congratulations. You have the most Eagles on your team. Oh, wow. I'm going to go call tell Howie. Maybe he'll give you a ring.
Oh, man. Dude, there was definitely some sketchy picks. But I do got to thank WIP. That was an awesome experience. And You guys are awesome to hang out with.
Oh, well,
that was pretty cool. Yeah,
thank you, Dustin.
That was pretty awesome. Even though Chicky don't want to give us no friggin' crab fries for the trip, you know, I could have used a couple crab fries. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, yeah. Let me put it this way, Dustin.
I do not badmouth clients. Yeah. on air.
We love Chickies. Yes. I'm actually going to put that on Justin because he was the commissioner at the
yes.
moment.
Not me.
No, not D'Orazio. Justin. Justin.
Morgenstein.
But let me put it this way. Like maybe no, I don't want to say this. I owe you a thing of crab fries, Dustin.
It was a great. I forget the crab fries, dude. I was happy to be down there with you guys. That was all. And then I finally got to meet Bam from Upper Darby. You want to talk about? Oh my God, I was not expecting that when I saw. I was expecting him to look completely different.
Thought he was a brother, didn't you? Yes.
Yeah. Is that the truth?
You thought he was part of the delegation.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. By the way,
I think we all had that same reaction. We just met him a few weeks earlier, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing that you're saying, I believe Ike and I said to each other when we first met them.
That's what I was saying. I was doing a little my best Herb impersonation. That's what I was saying. Ike knows.
Ike knows. But, yeah.
Yoshi. What is he? All he does is,
all he does is push-ups and curls.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Well, and dude, like, could you buy a shirt with sleeves?
With sleeves on
for
it.
One time, just for once, buy a shirt with sleeves. We get it.
He worked out before he came.
Of course, I'm sure he did push-ups in the parking lot. He was probably doing curls in the parking lot.
He was walking in before me in, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to start working out again. This guy's jacked right now, dude.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Super cool, dude. That was really a cool experience. I was glad I was able to get into the league. But, Spike, you still don't have your lineup set, dude. We got...
well, he only has a week.
Buzz isn't at the draft, but he's got the teams in. And then I'm looking to see what you and Spritzy are projected. And you are the two out of the four that don't have their all.
Hold up. The games aren't until next week. And I'm, by the way, I was busy beating the hell out of Jack in fantasy baseball this week. I'm concentrating on my fantasy. And I had to add, by the way, the other, we'll get to that in a second. What was I going to say? I have a co-owner of my league, of my team,
yes.
Jeremy. So I had to make sure, I had to get Jeremy's email address to make sure. So we haven't said anything. I am a lineup setter. Not only am I a lineup setter, Dustin, I won the friggin' league last year.
Spike, yeah. Don't bring that back in our season.
Won the league.
New season. Dude.
Yeah, all right.
Well, then, if that's how you feel about being a champion, how come you're so down on Jalen Hurts? All the guy does is win.
I'm not down on him. I think he's the seventh best quarterback in the NFL. Huh? I think he's the seventh best quarterback in the NFL. NFL players think he's the sixth, or supposedly.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Out of those seven quarterbacks that you got higher than him?
Yep.
Who is a better winner?
Oh, all right. Are you doing this as a bit, or is this a real
thing? No, two, 3 years ago, I was the biggest Jalen hater because I saw his arm strength. I saw his accuracy down the field. He didn't have accuracy over the middle. But, dude, he improved so much.
And he is much better. He's much better.
19th best player in the NFL, dude. You're thinking
not.
That it was rigged to make him high. He should have been a top 10.
Oh, shut
he
up.
He should have been a
He's
top 10.
He's not the 19th like, best on. Player in the NFL.
Well, let me pivot to something else.
Okay.
You made a comment 2 weeks. I know you got to let me go.
Yeah.
Are you ready to say Kyle Schwarber should be in a candidacy for an MVP? Because he's a DH, right? What is the most important role as a DH hitter?
Hitting.
What is their ultimate goal?
Yeah, dude, if you're going to give it to a DH, I'm fine with it going to Schwarber. I just don't think it should go to a DH.
Dude, he's leading the league in RBIs. He's going to be leading the league in home runs. The dude is the definition of an MVP.
He's been a great player. But you can only be so valuable when you don't play the field. But the
offense, he's bringing the run.
Yes, and if it were Dustin, gotta let you go. If it was him versus Ohtani, and those are the only two people being considered, which it seems like it is, I'm all for Kyle Schwarber winning the MVP over Ohtani. I just don't think either of them should win the MVP. And by the way, Ohtani's pitching now too, which is like the other thing, which is why he's going to win it. We are joined by the one and only honored to be joined by Pete Cherokee of Chickies and Pete's. Hi, Pete.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I heard a crab fry reference, and I hope you get on the phone. I said, I'm in the car. We said, wait a minute. Crab fries? In Philadelphia, you don't even say sports without crab fries.
Of course not. You can watch every Eagles game at the home of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. You can find your closest one to you at chickiesandpete's.com.
And they're vegan.
They are vegan. They are vegan. Thank you for my menu item. My vegan menu item, the crab fries. Yeah. Yes. Did somebody send out the crab fry, like what is it, the bat signal? They sent out the crab fry signal,
yeah.
and you appeared.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
I come in with my cape full of crab fries. Yeah. You know, anybody comes for a draft party, there's crab fries involved. So I apologize to whoever that was on the phone that said he didn't get crab fries. He can come in and get crab fries from me anytime he wants. I own one.
Yes. Yeah. And again, Pete, it is not on you. It is on us. We were like, we try to make sure everybody behaves. And in our making sure everybody behaves, we did not take care of it, but everybody had a wonderful time. There was nothing. There was nothing wrong. The wait staff was great. Jocelyn was great. Everybody's great. I think our people were jerks a couple of times, Jack included. Everybody was great. There were no issues whatsoever.
Jack?
Yeah,
Jack was a jerk.
Well, so here's what happened: the Eagles game starts. We had the Phillies game up.
Oh yeah, that's
and the
right.
Eagles game
right.
starts. And Jack yells down, "Put the Phillies on!" And I'm like, "Hey, dude, what are you doing?" And
he goes, "Rich has issues."
Yeah, I'm like, "Dude, they don't know
There's
you."
On TV tonight.
Yeah, I went down. Jack was being mean. One of the other attendees was being mean. They all were kidding. So, but everything was great. We wouldn't have it anywhere else. It was so good. But, it makes me want to have a fantasy draft there every week.
You should have one every week. And now I have to think about. Rooting for Jack tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, he's a jerk to us too. It's just how he is. Yeah, we need
you. Do
you know why we need Jack to win? So the basketball matters.
Yes.
Like for no other reason. Yeah, we need
dies tomorrow. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
We carry on, and I do. I think it'll be a great. It'll be a great race. I have no idea who's going to win, but I think it'll be a great race. I hope they don't stagger them. I hope they run them next to each other.
Yeah, they're running them next to each other. We discussed it. So tomorrow at 11:30 in Glen Mills, and then after that, you know, you could head over to the Chickies and Pete's in Drexel Hill, which is also in Delaware County, right there on.
That's right.
See.
Crab fries.
Crab fries. All right, get out of here, Pete.
See
you. All right. There he is, Pete Cherokee. It wasn't.
He heard crab fries. Yeah, he had to call.
It was not a. It was not a Chickies issue. It was. I take ownership of that. No text line today. Text line would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. If only there were a document for the WIP afternoon show that says how everything works. So we had a checklist of things we could go over before the show started, but we don't. 215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. You're on WIP.
There's Bam.
What's up, Bam? Bam.
Fall asleep.
So one thing Justin needs to work on is making sure people are there.
Yeah.
Admit it, Justin.
I'll take some criticism.
Okay.
I'll do a better job.
Okay. All right. There we go.
There you go.
I don't know if you saw this, Ike. When you were a younger man, did you collect sports cards at all?
I did.
Were you a card collector? I was as well. Yep. I've mentioned before that it was my teens, my
football, baseball, and basketball.
Yes, all of them. Yep. Did all of them. It has become it was a big industry when we were younger. It has become a much, much bigger industry. Mm-hmm. So the most expensive card ever sold was a Kobe and Jordan card.
No.
Sold for $12.93 million.
Ooh.
The 0708 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection Dual Logo Man Autographs Jordan and Bryant card, numbered 1 of 1, surpassed the 52 Topps Mickey Mantle card, which sold for $12.6 million in August of 22. The Jordan Bryant card was sold with Heritage Auctions. Canadian investor Kevin O'Leary, hobby mega collector Matt Allen, and entrepreneur Paul Warshaw partnered together for the purchase, the auction house confirmed to ESPN.
A $13 million card?
Yeah. That came out in 07.
Wow. Yeah. Not even 20 years old.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the untimely death of Kobe raises the price on that.
Yeah. And by the way, it was only, I don't know if you've seen, but they professionally grade cards now, like 1 to 10. And normally it has to be a 10 or 9 or a 10 to get the most. Okay. This was only graded a 6.
Huh.
But because it was so rare, I guess, that it sold for this much money. Like, I'm all for sports cards, but there's something weird about the hobby when a card that is 15 years old goes for $13 million.
Right. I agree. Yeah. It must be money to burn.
Yeah.
They don't have anything else to spend the money on.
Yeah. I don't know. It's gotten very weird. Like, they didn't have like these 1 of 1s and these 1 of 5s and these, you know, 1 of 20s. And it's a very different hobby than we were growing up. It's just like, I don't know who can participate in. Like, some of the prices, I've seen Justin Herbert cards go for $200,000.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the pitcher? Strom?
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing?
Oh,
that,
he's all in on
what
that.
He's in on,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Are you a card guy?
No. So I don't collect sports cards. I do collect Pokemon cards.
Oh.
And I collect Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh.
You asked. I answered.
Well, we wish you were collecting sports cards. Well, the reason
I don't collect sports cards is because it's like Spike said, it's too much now. There's too many different companies and there's too many different packs. Because if you buy, like, you used to just go to the store and buy the standard
Topps.
Yeah,
Topps and Fleer.
Yeah,
right?
Well, Donruss,
Topps doesn't
deck.
Own the rights to MLB cards anymore. Now it's Fanatics. And then Fanatics has like their normal box, and then they have like the collector box, which is like you can only get certain cards in the collector box. And then there's the drops, which are like 500 drops get sold, and of those 500, 50 of them are holographic, and 10 of them are signed, and whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so much to have to know. Like, same thing with sneakers.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know when they're on sale and where to get them and stuff like that. It's the same thing with cards.
Here's how confusing it was. I saw the Phillies, the first time they went against Cade Cavallo, this pitcher. I was like, this guy's awesome. And I texted Jack. He's like, yeah, he was a first-round pick, had Tommy John surgery. And I say to myself, I'll buy one of his rookie cards because I think he's good. I go on eBay. It's like 75 different rookie cards. The guy's been playing for 3 years.
That's part of why it's so difficult.
Yeah.
I had an Adley Rutschman rookie card, and I thought it was going to be great.
Adley Rutschman?
Adley Rutschman.
He's a catcher
for the Orioles.
Could very well be our
catcher
next year.
Might be a Philly next year. Yeah, might be a Philly next year.
Awesome.
Regardless, I had his rookie card. Everybody's telling me, oh, this is going to be worth so much money. It turns out it's like the worst of the rookie cards. There's like 50 different types of rookie cards.
Yeah.
You know the rookie cards you better get?
What?
Jalen Hurts rookie card.
I'm sure they're too expensive for you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be out of
pocket.
Well,
especially now since it's Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard.
How'd you celebrate Mamba Day?
I looked at your tweet. What do you, how did I celebrate 824? How did I celebrate Mamba Day? I don't know.
I just wanted to flood my timeline with a bunch of Kobe Bryant retweets.
Yeah, I had a cake.
Come on, man.
With 8 candles.
It was a big weekend, man.
I saw. I was going to send you a link because you're a hat guy.
Yeah.
One of the hat places I go to had a special 824 Lakers hat drop or whatever. Yeah, they did three different special Lakers
hats. This is what I don't do.
What?
I don't succumb to the
marketing
thing where you're making money off Kobe.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't do it.
You do get retweets and likes.
I do get a lot of retweets and likes, though. Had a good time yesterday, man.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. 824, because those are the two numbers that Kobe wore. When Strom...
And his birthday was Saturday.
There you go.
Two jerseys retired. Two statues.
Yep.
He's got to be a top two player.
Oh, come on. It's hard to... The thing with Kobe now, in terms of like where his place is in the top 15...
Yeah.
It has... Definitely gotten too high.
No. But I feel like they're disrespecting him more now.
No, he's always in the top 10 now.
Top 10? That's disrespectful to even say. He's a top 5 player easily.
Oh, come on.
Easily.
Okay, he's not better than Jordan.
No. Nope. Right?
He's not better than...
Well, he was. His career wasn't better than Jordan. Jordan, yeah. Jordan is the GOAT.
Yeah, you would rank Jordan number one.
Yes.
Okay. Better
than Kobe.
In front of Magic?
Oh, easily.
In front of Bird?
Not even a question.
In front of LeBron? Yeah, Wilt? Yeah.
See, the big men are hard for me to...
Right.
I like You've to give them their own category.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to give them their own category. But come on, man. Magic, Bird, LeBron. Come on, man. Not even the same player.
LeBron's been playing basketball since I was in
Don't
the womb.
Don't be a LeBron guy. Don't be a LeBron.
I was in the womb when he started playing basketball.
Well, yeah.
He's been playing my whole life.
Longevity doesn't make you great.
All the young guys are LeBron guys.
Yeah.
Go watch some YouTube.
Best player I've ever seen.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You haven't seen enough. Carson Wentz is the best quarterback
Jalen Hurts is the best. Jalen Hurts is the best Eagles quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I said he was the first of a winning
All
era.
Right. Okay.
If you don't put words in my mouth.
Leading off is next, right? Right?
Leading off is next.
So if you want to talk Phils.
Let's talk Phils.
We're only going to talk Phils for the rest of the show. This is a big series coming up. I am expecting a lot out of Bryce Harper in this series. This is a series where not only can we lock away the division, which is important, but you can basically put the nail in the coffin of the Mets and make them feel bad about themselves. 215-592-9494. Leading off is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.